Good morning. Welcome to this second Sunday of Lent. A couple quick announcements. Easter Lily order forms are in the Narthex. Need those by April the 5th so we can get them in by Easter. There is still one open Lenten service. If you have a committee that would like to fill that spot, get a hold of Latifah in the church office. Silly Youth on March 22nd will be going to the Caladium North Planetarium Science Museum. So get with Tina and get all your info on that. March 29th will be a fifth Sunday potluck meal hosted by the Fellowship Committee. Have Palm Sunday, Maundy Thursday, Good Friday, Easter sunrise service with a breakfast. We'll also be having an Easter egg hunt that day. May the 23rd, we'll have a motorcycle ride, Wendy Lord, to benefit the backpack program. So if you are a rider or know of a rider that would like to join this motorcycle ride, get with Miss Wendy. Also on the same day, Gracie and Gavin will be having their lemonade stand that will benefit the same program, the backpack program. Is there any more announcements from the congregation? Fellowship committee will be doing a scholarship committee will be doing a gift card basket again, and they'll be giving that away on May the 24th. We've got a letter here from the North Carolina Synod. Says, as our Synod staff gathered in worship together this past Tuesday, we prayed for your faith community by name. We are so thankful for the ministry we share and the ways that God is using your congregation to impact your community with the good news of Jesus Christ. Many blessings, Diane Ryan. She is the supply pastor contact that I deal with to get all these wonderful supply pastors. We have prayer shawls.
So these prayer shawls are for Monica's cousin, Jason, Stacy, Trent, and unborn baby. They were involved in an accident on number 8 yesterday. Thursday night, okay. They all need our prayers. I think they're all doing fine now, but
stable right now, but they're all still
wow. Okay. So if y'all will bless these prayer shawls, please.
We want to welcome Pastor Bernie Hess with us today to share the word. When he gets up, I'll let him say a little bit about himself. Go ahead, wherever.
Oh, let me call. Hold on a second. That's where you're doing it. First, the time changed. Queen, you're in the wrong church. Good to see you, bro.
Can't see you.
We did some madnesses together over at St. Luke's in Tyro. We had an early service and had a great time together. So I'm really excited to see you, man. And excited to see all of you. I think the time changed last night, didn't it?
Yeah.
Is the place filled when it's a regular Sunday, or is this, you folks are just good at getting up? Anyways, I've been in North Carolina since 1978. And when I was serving our father in Greensboro, two of our dear members, Leo and Jeannie Faust, died. And I conducted their funeral out here. Charlie Hoyle and I are very good friends, and I've had other occasions to be here, but this is my first time in worship with you. And my wife, the amazing Grace, who likes to be called Ann, is with me too. So praise God for gathering us, and may God lead us as we lift up His name in prayer, praise, and thanksgiving.
Thank you, sir. Birthdays: Jessica Proctor, McCallum, Stephanie Parks, Drew Parks, Chloe Gabriel, Keith Watkins, Michael Wilson, Lindsay Black, Alex Chapman, Carson Rose, Kendra Wilson, Lodi Lomax, Cody. Oh, it's supposed to be Cody. Terry Clark and Finn Lomax. Let us pray. Watch over your children, O Lord, as their days increase. Bless and guide them wherever they may be. Strengthen them when they stand. Comfort them when discouraged or sorrowful. Raise them up if they fall. And in their hearts may your peace, which passes all understanding, abide all the days of our lives. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
For those of you who can, let us stand. Remembering our baptism, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. God of all mercy and consolation, come to the help of your people, turning us from our sin to live for you alone. Give us the power of your Holy Spirit that we may confess our sin, receive your forgiveness, and grow into the fullness of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another, beginning with some moments of silence. Most merciful God, we confess that we are in captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in word and deed by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the power of your holy name. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us. And for his sake, God forgives us all our sins. is a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore declare to you the entire forgiveness of all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray together the prayer of the day found in your bulletin on page 5. O God, our leader and guide, in the waters of baptism, you bring us to new birth to live as your children. Strengthen our faith in your promises, that by your Spirit we may lift up your life to all the world. Through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you, Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated. Could the children come forward and have some seats up here? Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. As you know, my name is Bernie Hess. My job title is pastor. But to my children, I'm dad. And we won't tell you all the names my wife calls me. But I want to know how many of you were born in this area. How many of you were?
Me.
Me? Okay. How many of you were born in Youngstown, Ohio? Where were you born? Thomasville. Where were you born? Thomasville?
Lexington.
Lexington. And you?
Thomasville?
Lexington. And you?
High Point.
High Point? All right. Did you know we're all kinfolk? Even though I'm from Youngstown, Ohio? Now, why do you think that could be? How could we be kinfolk? My name's Hess. And for the first 40 years of my life, I was a Midwesterner. Down here, folks call me a Yankee. I've been here half my life now, so don't you try that now. So why would we be brothers and sisters if we were born different places? Well, I want you to get up with me and go to the baptismal font, okay? See if I can get me up first, yes. Okay, come on over here. I'm curious, were any of you baptized in this water? I want to do something. This is called a blessing. Don't worry, guy. I won't hurt you. The water isn't that cold. Watch me. It did it. Well, come on over. You guys came up too, you know. All right.
I need it.
All right. Now, guess what this water did? Made us family. No matter where you're born, no matter who your parents are, whether you're straight or gay or male or female, you are a child of God, and you're my sibling, and I'm yours. And today we want to remember that because Jesus is going to be talking to Nicodemus a little bit about that, so you might want to listen. So how about praying with me? I'll just real short. Jesus, thank you for baptism. Will you pray that with me? Jesus, thank you for baptism. Amen. You can go back to your seats. Hey, you bet.
A reading from Genesis. The Lord said to Abram, "Go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you. I will make you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great, so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and the one who curses you I will curse. And in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed." So Abram went as the Lord had told him, and Lot went with him. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our psalm today is Psalm 121 and will be spoken in responsive verse. I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where will my help come?
My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth.
He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not stumble.
He who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep.
The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life.
The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time on and forevermore.
A reading from Romans. What are we to say was gained by Abraham, our ancestor, according to the flesh? For if Abraham was justified by works, he has something to boast about, but not before God. For what does the Scripture say? Abraham believed God, and it was reckoned to him as righteousness. Now to one who works, wages are not reckoned as a gift, but as something due. But to one without works, trusts him with who justifies the ungodly, such faith is reckoned as righteousness. For the promise that he would inherit the world did not come to Abraham or to his descendants through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. If it is the adherents of the law who are to be the heirs, faith is null and the promise is void. For the law brings wrath, but where there is no law, neither is there no violation. For this reason it depends on faith, in order that the promise may rest on grace and be guaranteed to all his descendants, not only to the adherents of the law, but also to those who share the faith of Abraham. For he is the father of all of us, as it is written, I have made you the father of many nations, in the presence of the God in whom he believed, who gives life to the dead and calls into existence the things that do not exist. The word of the Lord.
Holy Gospel according to the third chapter of St. John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Now there was a Pharisee named Nicodemus, a leader of the Jews. He came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you're a teacher who has come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do apart from the presence of God. Jesus answered him, Very truly I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God without being born from above. Nicodemus said to him, How can anyone be born after having grown old? Can one enter a second time into the mother's womb and be born? It's dark at night. Not the time for people to be out and about, but sure enough, Nicodemus, you are. You've seen this Jesus at work, and you're wondering, who is he? What is he up to? He is certainly upsetting everybody's apple cart, especially the religious leaders. Who is he? And so you go in and you say, Jesus, we know that you're from God. We've seen the great and mighty works that you do, like healing the sick, turning water into wine at the wedding feast at Cana. And Jesus looks you in the eye and says, There's a lot more going on here, bro, than you realize. You have to be born anew from above to realize what you are seeing is the kingdom of God right now. He tried to back off Jesus a little bit with some sarcasm. I'm a grown adult. How can I go back to my mother's womb and be born again? And Jesus, the scripture says it's so nice, but he's saying, Nicodemus, you're messing with me. Are you saying that you, an elder, looked up religious leader, do not understand these things? There are times when the distance between heaven and earth get thin and might even get erased, that they're so close. And God's Spirit blows free, and everything is changed. I am more than a sign from God. I am here to reconnect all of humanity with God because of their brokenness. They need a Savior. And just as back when your ancestors were in the wilderness and Moses was leading you to the promised land, and you got rebellious and got so difficult to deal with that you were being bit by snakes, Moses put a snake on a pole and said, whoever looks on this snake will be healed. Well, I'm telling you, there will be a day whoever looks on the Son of Man, who God will lift up on a pole, they will be saved. So I'm here to bring forgiveness and new life. And what I am doing is mysterious. It's like when you're in a pine forest and the wind is blowing. Where is it coming from? Where is it going? You know it's there, but you can't feel it. You can feel it, but you can't see it. There's a spirit present in me that will be with you forever. You know, that same Jesus is here speaking to you and me this morning. I started out with telling the children, we're all brothers and sisters. The waters of baptism make us a family. Whether you're almost 80 like I am or 8 hours old, whether you're male or female, straight or gay or whatever, even Republican or Democrat, we are all brothers and sisters because of those waters. And in a mysterious way, heaven touched earth every time person is baptized. So when you were baptized and I was baptized, the Spirit came into our life. A Spirit that moves us in ways that sometimes are totally beyond understanding. Yes, through the Holy Spirit, when we read the Scripture, new things come alive. I was sharing with my wife this morning, and I'm in it. It's a miracle to me that every time that I get up and preach, or let's say most of the time, let's be honest, I'm fallible like everybody else, a sermon comes. I study the word, I pray over it, and the sermon comes. And I bet you it's the same for you. When you study the word and say, I want to hear what God's message for me is here, you'll feel it. The same is true with prayer. There's something about prayer that lifts you up. I'll never forget a professor friend of mine who taught at Southern Seminary. He was in the hospital with a coma. His brain had swelled. And everybody was asked to pray for him. Well, Marty came out of that coma and moved on with his life. And many of us said, Marty, tell us about that time. He said, I didn't know anything except hands were lifting me up. And so for when you pray for people on their birthdays and anniversaries and we're in the hospital or in a wreck on Route 8, you are lifting them up before God. God will always be there for them, but they will feel God's presence through your prayers because of that awesome Holy Spirit. But that's only a beginning. This church is really an awesome place. I bet you it was German farmers who built it. And they were a playful sort. Down by Salisbury, there was a UCC church that got built before the Lutheran one did. So the brothers went out in the middle of the night and measured the size of the building, and they built a building that building would fit right inside. Well, despite some of our foolishness, God planted a church here. And you are here because of it. I'm here because of it. And right during your journey, you can remember pastors who were here. One in particular who's a dear friend of mine who's almost lost his sight now is Charlie Hoyle. Wonderful man. I can think of some others that were some scallywags. We won't bring them up. But here you are. And you're in a sacred, scary moment. Your pastor has left. Do you realize how tough it is on a pastor to leave a church? You're there when a child is born, you baptize it, you might even confirm that child and even officiate at their wedding. And in my case, I actually had the chance to baptize one of their kids. You get close to people when you're with them, whether they stay married or get divorced, whether they're employed or unemployed, whether they're happy or sad. Well, I know of no human relationship that has the possibility of being closer than that of two people who are married. You live with each other. You celebrate with each other. You cry with each other. But the difference between a pastor and a marriage is you're there for a season. Boy, you want to talk about one of the truths of ministry that's tough on me. It's you're there for a season and you got to go. Even doing an interim and you get close and you got to leave, it's tough. And why is it tough? Because you aren't supposed to communicate with anybody when you go. A minute ago, you were their pastor. Now you're supposed to be dead to them. And many of them say, he or she didn't care for us anyways. No, it's to give opportunity for the next pastor to come. But what I'm asking you to trust in is that the Holy Spirit is active right now, preparing whoever it is who God is bringing to this congregation. What are some things that you need to do that the Spirit is leading you to do before getting that person? And oh, one of the joys I have had in the ministry is I've never served on a pastoral search committee. People come up to you. Have you got any candidates? You got any live wires? Come on, you can tell me out. I won't tell anybody except my husband. Sure. And you look over the cherish's needs, you look over the potential candidates. It's a tough job. And it takes time. It isn't like in modern industry, or even in the White House, one guy's gone and the other one shows up the same afternoon. No. To prepare for the pastor who next will need to be leading you, and you'll be needing to lead her or him, takes time. Because there will come a day when the pastoral search committee says, we think we got a live one here. Let's go to the church council and see what they think. And oh, I hope that the council says yes, because nothing's worse than the pastoral search committee says, she is the person. And the council says, no way. But we're going to trust the Spirit's leading, and that's what I'm going to be asking you for. Don't be asking, what do I need? What does the Spirit want for our church? Mako brought things. Hoyle brought things. And the pastors before them brought things to move you along. Where do you need to move to next? And don't tell me you're afraid of change. Without change, you're dead. I can't run anymore. I've replaced a hip. I've replaced it twice. The doctor was so enjoyed it that he did it twice. A knee. You know, my hair was once brown, but at least it hasn't waved goodbye. You and I are changing, no matter what age we are. Our grandson Trey is in the military, in the National Guard, and he's serving in the Mideast as a medic. I was talking to him this week on his 25th birthday. Would you believe you can get on the phone and call somebody halfway across the globe through Messenger and talk to them? It's incredible. He isn't the baby I knew. He's becoming a medical professional. Some time ago, his outfit had to go out and string some barbed wire, and he went out to do it with them, and they said, "Doc, you sit down. We need you if we get cut." He's growing. And even though my body's wearing out, I think I'm finally old enough to know what it means to be a pastor. It's a shame I've gotten too old to do it all. But I want you to be open to God's future. What is the Spirit doing? How's the Spirit stirring in your hearts? And who is that Spirit working on right now? This is Christ's church, not our church. And he won't let it fail. But be open to where Christ, through the Holy Spirit, is leading it as heaven and earth touch each other. Every bit as close as when we come to this communion table and receive life, forgiveness, and salvation. Amen.
Thank you.
Let us profess our faith through the use of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty.
With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. Lord God, we thank you that out of nothing you created a universe, and that in the fullness of time, you created people to be partners. And in the fullness of time from that, when we needed help, you sent a Savior who lived, who ministered, who suffered, who died, who rose from the dead. And now, in his name, the church exists, the body of Christ. We pray for your church universal. Whether it's Baptist or Lutheran or Quaker or Methodist or Presbyterian or without a name, that our ministry might lift up you and the gospel, freeing people from their sin, freeing people from their slavery. We pray for our creation. It's all around us. Oceans are elevating. The poles are melting. The weather is more difficult, especially hurricanes and droughts. Lord, we know that we have caused this, and we beg you to guide us as a people, as a world, to be better stewards. We pray for peace and justice in all the world, in places like Afghanistan, the United States. We pray for us as we're getting ready for an election. Guide us as we pick candidates. And be with all those who are in authority, the president, the Congress, the governor, legislature of this state, the county commissioners, even the president of this congregation. And help us look out especially for the poor, the oppressed, the sick, the bereaved, the lonely, and for all who suffer in body, mind, or spirit. Help us now lift up our prayers for people and situations that are on our hearts. Into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior. And all God's people say, Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And also with you.
Let's share some of that peace. Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
Let's just continue with Holy, Holy, Holy. Things are simpler. And that's why I'm going immediately to the words of institution. Our Lord Jesus, on the night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, offered thanks, and offered it for all to drink, saying, "Drink of this, all of you. This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. This do as often as you drink it for the remembrance of me." Lord, teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power, glory, forever and ever. Amen. The gifts of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. body of our Lord Jesus Christ and his precious blood strengthen and preserve us unto eternal life. Amen. And now may the Lord bless us and keep us. The Lord make his face shine on us and be gracious unto us. The Lord look upon us with her favor and give us peace. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Before we leave, let us say our mission statement found on page
Christian education and respond in loving action to a needy world.
Go in peace. Serve the Lord.